Well, meanwhile, the Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra says he won't allow any more demonstrations against him at a square near the Royal Palace. Thousands of protesters turning out at the weekend to demand his resignation. A sharp turnaround for a man who won a landslide re-election just a year ago. It was the biggest protest seen in Thailand in more than a decade. Police said more than 50,000 people came onto the streets of Bangkok to call for the resignation of Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra. The trigger, a $1.9 billion sale of the family-owned company Shin Corporation to an arm of the Singapore government. The deal is tax-free and has stoked up both resentment as well as questions about transparency and corporate governance. Mr. Thaksin's children were given control of the company when he first took power, but allegations of a conflict of interest have dogged him. Mr. Thaksin shrugged off the criticism, saying his family had done no wrong, but the deal has been seized on by the opposition to attack the Prime Minister.
The Shin Corp deal is very much the final straw. It reflects everything that is wrong with what Thaksin has done over the last 5 years.
It was just a year ago that Mr. Thaksin went to the King of Thailand to confirm his sweeping re-election victory. It was a landslide win, Mr. Thaksin's self-proclaimed CEO style of leadership striking the right note with voters, particularly in the rural areas. But since then, his support has been eroded by the government's handling of a low-level but ongoing insurgency in the south, and now the Shin Corp sale. Opposition leaders calling for his resignation face an uphill battle. Mr. Thaksin retains a big majority in the government. He says resigning would, quote, betray the 19 million people who voted for me. But he says he will go if he's asked to by the king. Well, we're joined now from Bangkok by the man behind this weekend's rally, Sondi Limthongkul. Mr. Sondi, thanks very much for joining us. 50,000 or so people turning up in Bangkok to voice their protests against the Prime Minister. What do you plan to do now?
Well, I will keep going on and fighting for the rights of the people, because we believe that what Mr. Thaksin has done in the past 4 or 5 years, it has been proven by the sales of the Shin Corporation. It has been proven definitely that he went into politics in order to raise his family company's assets, because while the debts per family have gone up from 80,000 baht, which is about $2,000 in the year of 2001, it has gone up now to about 140,000 baht, which is almost double the debts in the year of 2005, whereas his family asset has been gone up from 20 billion baht to 140 billion baht, you see. So the family...
If I could just interrupt you for a moment, Sondi, I'd just like to put to you, though, that there has been investigations into this Jialsim Shin Corporation. There hasn't been any evidence yet of any wrongdoing. But also, the Prime Minister, although unpopular in certain parts of society, is still very popular in the rural areas. He still has a very strong base. So are you perhaps just wasting your time?
Well, it's very simple, because the rural area are the people who don't understand politics. Mr. Prime Minister has used the taxpayers' money to pay for the rural areas through a lot of his populist policy. He has not initiated any fruitful or productive campaign or promotion or production for the people in the rural area. What he does is he just go around giving money to the people to spend, and then deceiving people that this money are free, but actually people have become more in debt. So he is using actually the national treasure in order to gain the popularity of his votes, in order to gain 19 votes. And once he has the 19 million votes in, he can always claim that he has the 19 million people behind him. The problem with Thailand is that the poor people, the farmers, do not really understand about the really true meaning of the money which the government has been dispersing. I mean, this has been a conflict of interest, and this has been a scam, political scam, in which Mr. Thaksin, by controlling the media, he has not allowed any critic who can actually counter what he has done effectively into the mass media. He literally shut them up. So he keep telling the people about all the good deeds that he has been telling the people. So the poor people has been misled completely. And that is actually eroding the true or the main structural economy of Thailand.
Just quickly, Mr. Sondi, what are you looking to do as far as constitutional moves go? Or are you even looking at trying to enlist the support of the king in your battle?
Mr. Prime Minister will not change the constitution or revise the constitution because he has used the loophole of this constitution to his advantage. Because this constitution has given him the tyrannic status of his government through a democratic way. So the only way that we can fight is to put pressure on him to get all people who understand that this constitution needs to be changed to rally more alliances, including petition to the king and telling the king that if the constitution is not being correct or revised, I mean, the country will be in a sham. And that's exactly what we are trying to do. But the job is getting more and more difficult because Mr. Thaksin always disregard the constitutional rights of the people to express freedom of expression. He abused all his power and using the state power to suppress people.
Songdi Lim Tongkul, opposition activist, thanks very much for joining us.